Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Early detection can make all the difference when it comes to surviving lung cancer. Lung Cancer Association Public Policy and Advocacy Senior Director Pat McCone.
Having that early scan and being screened at a very early stage opens many different treatment options, including surgery of just removing the small tumor itself. So like any other cancer that we say watch for early warning signs.
In Minnesota, 17.9% of those at high risk were screened for lung cancer. University of Minnesota researchers have detected the pathogen that causes sudden oak death in Minnesota for the first time. Plant Pathology Department postdoctoral associate Nick Radjtar says they think it came via nursery material from the West Coast.
That's what we're finding with a lot of these phytophthora pathogens in my work is Minnesota doesn't have a very long growing season, so we have to ship a lot of stuff in from other parts of the country, be it the West Coast or down in southern United States like Arkansas, Missouri, and those places could have pathogens we don't want here in Minnesota.
Radjtar says it was an isolated incident and there's no immediate threat to the state's forest. The trial of Vance Belther remains on hold after a federal judge granted defense attorneys additional time today to review what they call an overwhelming amount of evidence. Belther faces federal charges in connection with the shootings of two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses. Belther's defense attorney told the court that one hard drive contains more than 130,000 pages of documents and 2,000 photos, while another, still pending, would require over 100 hours to download and review. The Senate subcommittee studying the impact of federal cuts will hold its next hearing tomorrow on higher education. DFL Senator Elise Manavadina has been hearing from college students concerned they may have to give up their dreams of jobs in the medical field.
I got many phone calls from college kids who wanted to go to medical school and now cannot go to medical school because medical school is too expensive and the loans won't cover it.
The hearing tomorrow will include the discussion of lost education grants and research opportunities at Minnesota colleges and universities. In other headlines, the Breckenridge Police Department is requesting the public's help in identifying a person who vandalized a home Halloween night. Police say Ring doorbell cam footage shows someone in what appears to be a motorcycle helmet and a light-colored jacket standing in the yard before throwing two objects at the home's windows, shattering them. The Office of Cannabis Management is accepting applications for CanRenew grants to restore communities negatively affected by cannabis prohibition. Social Equity Director Jess Jackson says the $10.9 million program will give weight to projects that serve areas where residents are more likely to be social equity applicants.
Things like economic development, things like addressing public health and the social determinants of health, violence prevention, youth development, and then civil legal aid.
More info is available on the OCM website. 58 years later, Benton County authorities say the mystery surrounding Roy Benn's disappearance is solved. Benn went missing in September of 1967. And his remains were recovered from the Mississippi River in Sartell this year in August. The Midwest Medical Examiner ruled his death accidental, citing a single vehicle crash with water submission. No foul play was found. This is MNN.